presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Daily FX market news.
August 9, 11:18 America, New York, oil testing fresh multi-month highs, EIA crude oil data. The price of oil is touching fresh multi-month highs as markets continue to price in a soft landing in the U.S.
FX Street.
August 9, 11:16 America, New York, USD, JPY continues to climb amid falling U.S. bond yields, awaiting U.S. CPI. USD, JPY advances for three straight days, climbing 0.11%, despite falling U.S. Treasury bond yields and overall U.S. dollar, USD, weakness across the FXB.
New York Times Business.
August 9, 11 o'clock America, New York, discharging student loans in bankruptcy show mixed results. Last year, the Biden administration provided a new path to make it easier to discharge student loans in bankruptcy. The results appear promising, but success has been limited. Copyright. Andrew Dolph for the New York Times. Alista Leinberg had $146,000 in federal student loan debt discharged in bankruptcy using the new legal pathway.
FX Street.
August 9, 10:59 America, New York, U.S. CPI preview. Forecasts from 10 major banks, monthly pace should hold at 0.2%. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS, will release the most important inflation measure, the U.S. Consumer Price Index, CPI, figures, on Thursday, August.
FX Street.
August 9, 10:51 America, New York, USD, BRL. Monetary policy support for real likely to gradually weaken next year, Commerzbank. Economists at Commerzbank expect the Brazilian real to defend its strong level against the US dollar this year. However, monetary policy support for B.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
August 9, 10:50 America, New York, oil in the ruler's benevolent omnipotence. One exhibit in the trial against democratic political mythology is the idea that the incumbent president, or chief ruler, is to blame for higher gasoline prices, and the observation that voters believe in their ruler's benevolent omnipotence.
BBC News Business. August 9, 10:34 America, New York, struggling Wilco suspends home delivery orders. The high street retailer faces collapse if it cannot secure fresh investment by next week.
FX Street.
August 9, 10:30 America, New York, AUD, USD to rebound back to the June and July 0.69 peaks before year end, ING. The Australian dollar has been the worst performing G10 currency in the past month. Nonetheless, economists at ING see ample room for recovery. Market.
FX Street.
August 9, 10:30 America, New York, United States EIA crude oil stocks change above expectations, 0.567 million in August 4, actual, 5.851 million. United States EIA crude oil stocks change above expectations, 0.567 million in August 4, actual, 5.851 million.
FX Street.
August 9, 10:15 America, New York, market reversals in CPI anticipation. What's ahead for S&P 500 and commodities? S&AMP. P500 reversed mid-session, but it would be premature to call for the end of the correction. Odds are that following today's rebound, which I saw.
FX Street.
August 9, 10:14 America, New York, bears try to break NASDAQ 100 uptrend. The U.S. NASDAQ 100 lost 1.75% at one point on Tuesday but managed to trim its losses to 0.9% thanks to buying at the end of the session. The index bone.
FX Street.
August 9, 10:13 America, New York, Swiss franc to give back some of recent strong gains, MUFG. The Swiss franc was the second best performing currency in July, lagging behind only the Norwegian krona. SNB unlikely to hike rates further this year.
The Library of Economics and Liberty. August 9, 10:03 America, New York, two Ralph Rako lectures. Brian Kaplan did yet another commendable thing. He made two lectures by Ralph Rako available online. You can find them, together with Brian's recollections of Ralph, here. The lectures are splendid.
FX Street.
August 9, 9:54 America, New York. Euro, USD. Long euro positions could capitulate in September, SocGen. Why is not the euro weaker? Kit Jux, chief global FX strategist at Societe Generale, analyzes the shared currency outlook. Positions are holding EU.